Om Shanti. Good morning. Today is 26 September 2018. Magic of blessing. May you be a true effort maker and adopt cleanliness in the form of contentment in your relationships and thereby remain constantly light and happy. May you be a true effort maker and adopt cleanliness in the form of contentment in your relationships and thereby remain constantly light and happy. Throughout the day, you come into some relationship with a variety of souls. Check in those what the percentage of contentment was in the self and in other souls who came into some connection with you. The sign of contentment is that you yourself will be light and happy in your mind, and others will also be happy. Cleanliness in relationships means contentment, for it is honesty and cleanliness in relationships. This is why it is said that when there is truth, the soul dances. A true effort maker will constantly continue to dance in happiness. A true effort maker will constantly continue to dance in happiness. So Baba is talking today about cleanliness in relationships. So he is talking about relationship with God, with Baba. So let's take this topic as cleanliness in relationships. Now, relationship between a parent and a child, or between husband and a wife, or between two friends, or between colleagues of a department, or relationship with the self. So when Baba is talking about cleanliness, what he is actually expecting? So first thing, the basic foundation of a relationship is trust. So trust means not hiding anything. Not hiding anything. Like Baba tells us that you have to be very transparent with me. If anything happens, then you come and tell me everything. If any upheaval in your stage, or if any mistake we commit, then Baba says you come and tell me. So once you tell me, even the half of that account gets finished. So he wants that nothing to be hidden in this relationship, and he wants us to talk everything to him. So there are a lot of Brahmin souls also who always tells that whenever we commit mistakes, we don't go to anybody but we go to Baba. So that thing Baba wants, that transparency in relationship, and believe in the truth. Believe in the truth. So I was just hearing one story of Buddha and Ananda. So it happens that when these monks are there, they don't have to stay at one place. They stay for 2 days or 3 days at a place and then they have to shift. But Buddha had made a rule that during the monsoon, you can stay at a place for 2.5 months. So what happens, they go to a area, and Ananda once goes to a home where there is a prostitute, and she offers food to him. And then she invites him that I have heard that you are looking for a place where you can stay for 2.5 months. So why don't you come and take shelter in my home? So a prostitute is inviting a monk. So Ananda goes back to Buddha and he tells Buddha that this lady is inviting me to stay there. So Buddha says, oh, it's very good. She's so caring. If she's inviting, you should go and stay for 2.5 months there. So all the people, they started telling, what is this? How can this happen? How can you allow him to go and stay there? So Buddha says that I believe in truth and I believe in my principles. And if you tell me like this, that means she's more powerful than me. Well, why not? He should go and stay. So people say, oh, he has gone mad. So then Ananda goes and starts staying with that prostitute. And then people hear music and they say, oh, now Ananda is gone, now he is going to change. Then she offers food, and like that 2.5 months pass. And after 2.5 months, Ananda comes with a female monk along with him. So actually, with his company, she also changed. So here, believing in truth, having that trust in Baba, having a trust in our own selves. So that is cleanliness in relationship. Second, like, is faith and honesty. Honesty builds up confidence in relationship. One has to be very honest. If we take a worldly relationship, or if a relationship in a Brahmin life, in a department, or people, sisters staying at center, or it is relationship with Baba, he wants honesty. He doesn't want that you be something inside and outside you are different. So he wants that honesty. So it is always said that honesty is the best policy. Somewhere I read that honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. So honesty is so important for a cleanliness in relationship. For a relationship to be clean, one has to have a good communication. So the third point is communication. Doubt arises when we start hiding things and we don't discuss. Sometimes if something happens, we have to sit across the table and talk what is the issue. If we keep things inside and if we start churning on our own that he or she must be thinking like this, then actually we draw different conclusions and wrong conclusions. But when we sit and discuss things, things becomes easy. And for effective communication, what is necessary is listening. So listening to the other person. Now just take this relationship with Baba. When we sit in meditation, what we are actually doing? Most of the time we are talking to Baba. We are actually communicating to Baba. And Baba is listening to us. So listening is one of the best way for effective communication. And most of the time we go into this habit of messaging people if something happens. That is actually not communication. That is wrong communication. Because most of the time wrong things are drawn out of it. We have messaged with some other feeling. The other person takes it another way. So that is not a best communication tool. What you need for good communication is time. One has to give time to the other person for having that cleanliness in relationship. And even when we are communicating to the other person, we have to see what is the tone of our voice, what is our body language. When Baba is communicating with us, when Baba is speaking to us, when Baba is telling us, he does not raise the voice, or he will not shout at us. Even if we commit mistakes, Baba's tone of voice, see how it is. It is so soft. Baba's body language, how it is. So see how that communication between Baba and us. So for good cleanliness in relationship, third point is communication. The other thing is giving space. Giving space to the other person, whether it is your colleague, whether it is a parent and a child, or a husband and a wife, or whatever. Giving space, not invading in everything, not trying to know what you are doing every time. That is not cleanliness, trying to know everything of the other person. Not necessary. He or she will like privacy. So not invading in their space. Now if we see cleanliness, for cleaning, what we do? We do every day. We don't do cleaning once in a while. We clean our house every day. Whatever, our cupboard or our table, every day we clean. So here also, for this cleanliness in relationship with Baba, we have this communication or that honesty and truth, and this, all these things should be everyday thing with Baba. It is not that once in a while I sit and tell Baba, okay, now I will meet you after 1 month. It is not like that. So cleaning every day, like suppose if a food spills on this table, we will clean it immediately. We will not say, okay, let it be for 1 week and then I will clean it. Or if tea falls on a sofa or a chair, we will clean it immediately. So for like that also, cleanliness in relationship, if anything happens, if any mistake we commit and I want to remain clean with Baba, then I should communicate immediately with him rather than postponing it. So that is communication. Now for cleanliness, what we use? We use water, we use detergent, we use soap, whatever it is. So that makes the clothes clean or the floor clean. Now here, what is the detergent spiritually? It is the virtues, it is the values that brings cleanliness in this relationship. Baba wants, Baba is actually filling us with virtues and values with his knowledge. The other thing which cleans is with a vacuum cleaner. What vacuum cleaner does? Vacuum cleaner takes all the dust inside, removes all the dust. And for this cleanliness in this relationship, Baba is also like a vacuum cleaner. What he is doing? He takes away all the waste from us. When we sit in meditation, what is happening? Actually, he is doing vacuum cleaning. He is removing all our weaknesses. He is removing all the dust in the soul. So he removes all this from us and he fills us with good things. So Baba becomes a vacuum cleaner. Big vacuum cleaner. And that vacuum cleaner cleans all the souls. So that's how he keeps cleanliness in relationship. In Sufism, there's a poet, Rumi. Rumi, I had read one quote. He says, in a relationship. Now, what is Sufism? They believe that God is their beloved. And that's how they keep that relationship with God. So he writes, come to me without you, I come to you without me. So nice it is. Come to me without you, I come to you without me. That means you come to me without ego, without that body consciousness. So here also, for this cleanliness in relationship, Baba wants us without ego, without any vices. So that is cleanliness. And if you remember yesterday's blessing also, was what Baba had spoken yesterday, that this body is a temple and the soul is a deity in the temple. And to keep the cleanliness and purity, it depends on the deity. So the soul is the temple of this body. And what the soul churns, that's how the cleanliness is there, that's how the purity is there. So like in a temple, how there are fragrance in the temple, incense sticks are there. So that spreads that fragrance in that temple. Here also, in this temple of the body, when the soul churns good things and good thoughts and pure thoughts, then this temple of the body becomes pure and clean. And when we are clean from inside, then the relationship also becomes clean with Baba. So this is today's magic of blessing. I'll read again. Throughout the day, you come into some relationship with a variety of souls. Check in those what the percentage of contentment was in the self and in other souls who came into some connection with you. The sign of contentment is that you yourself will be light and happy in your mind, and others will also be happy. Cleanliness in relationships means contentment, for it is honesty and cleanliness in relationships. This is why it is said that when there is truth, the soul dances. A true effort maker will constantly continue to dance in happiness. So this is today's magic of blessing. Om Shanti.